What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, this is Mark Moore, again back on the radio with my beautiful wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
So she's kind of smirking and rolling her eyes a little bit. So. And also, we have our special guest today. We have Dan and Shannon Hunley from Service Masters. And we're talking about, what we see on our end is writing a policy. What they see on their end is getting somebody back into the shape they were before the loss, which is called indemnification in insurance. Today's show is going to be called Fire and Ice. So I want to talk about, we already talked about in a previous show that, which I thought would be the answer, most of the claims that we see here are water claims. Mm-hmm. The severe claims that we see are total fire losses. And right. I can tell you as an agent, when you hear that fire truck go out, you're thinking, okay, is that one of our houses we have insured? Mm-hmm. And then you're going back, when you find out that it is, oh my gosh, I hope that they paid their insurance policy, because sometimes right. people don't pay their policy.
Right.
And we know we do our best to try to, you know, catch those to some extent, but also we can't be somebody's babysitter to pay somebody's bills.
Right.
Somebody's got to be able to be responsible. People gamble a lot of times with that, don't they, Kathy?
They do.
Yeah,
they
so really that's, do. That's why we recommend a lot of people, not some people not able to do this, but having your insurance policy on a bank draft guarantees that the insurance company puts the responsibility to pay the premium back on the insurance company, because it's up to them to draft your account.
Now you have to have money in your account.
If you don't have money, no money, no insurance.
Then you won't have that. So.
So the next thing that you have is, you know, once you find out that the policy is in force, the next thought is like, okay, I hope that it's enough coverage.
Right.
And then you think, I hope that the customer has the right policy on the house, because we don't want to have somebody that's got a homeowner's policy, but now it's a rental house. And
right.
somebody, the company could come back and say, okay, this was a misrepresentation, because
right.
we've been told that you live in the house, and we find out now that either the house is vacant or somebody does not live there.
It's so very important to notify us if you're changing, if it's not a primary home, it's a seasonal home, a secondary home. How you're using the house is extremely important to us, because we have to verify that the carrier is aware of that as well.
And we have to tell the carrier, we if we know it, the carrier knows it, because
exactly.
we're their agent to be able to write through them. So we have to communicate what we know right. back to the company. So you have to be very careful about how you're using your house and let your
and what we
know.
Mean by that is, if you're renting it out, do you have a, you know, if you're doing eBay from the basement, all these different things people don't think is that important, or they've improved, had some type of improvements, they didn't notify us. That's one of those things where we didn't know. How can we insure something we don't know about? So please, please, please communicate with your agent and talk to them about the things that you, improvements that you have had at
yep.
your house.
So talking about fire, so I mean, Dan has been there on the front lines after a fire, and I'm kind of surmising that probably we're talking, the ones that you'd be working with is a partial fire loss, like somebody's kitchen is caught on fire. What do you have to do, Dan? What's the process? Or give us an example about maybe a fire that you can remember that you were out at, and what did you do?
I'm actually currently working one right now. We've been at it for about 8 months. Took about 2 months to get it demoed and cleaned, and it's gone into the construction phase. We'll go all the way up to almost a total, but it's definitely it's trying. A fire loss devastates everything, and it is very it's very strenuous and very hard to come back from a fire loss in
mm-hmm.
a home.
Yes.
Because again, you're looking at an investment, and most people have a aversion to fire. They don't think that it can be cleaned, it can be salvaged, and there are a lot of materials that can be with today's industry standards and industry equipment. So it's just very getting in there and getting it done.
Right. Yeah. So,
well, most people, when they actually have a fire loss, when they do a claim, people don't realize the insurance carrier, to have a replacement cost, you actually have to replace these things before they pay you the full amount. People have a misconception. Well, my policy says it's worth $200,000, so just give me my check for $200,000. So that's not exactly how it works.
Some states have laws where they pay you your policy right. limits. But so here's the argument we'll have. Well, I actually argue with people, but here's what we have. Here's what we hear. If my house burns, I'm never going to replace the house.
Right.
I want to do is take my actual cash value, and I'm done.
Right.
And I said, okay, but what if you had a fire loss, and now we've got a $25,000 kitchen fire? Well, you're not going to sit there with a partially burnt house.
Right.
If you have actual cash value, which we never write, we avoid that as much as we can. Sometimes on older houses,
that's all you can get,
or you can get functional replacement costs, which is replace drywall for wallboards, for instance.
Right.
But if you have that $25,000 kitchen fire and you're sitting there with actual cash value, they're going to give you a depreciated settlement, which maybe you might get half plus your deductible. So you could be, you know, maybe you're getting $12,000, but you got another $10,000 or $12,000 to put this kitchen back plus your $1,000 deductible. So that's why we want to have replacement costs on a policy. But Kathy's actually right. Just the word replacement cost has to be, it is what it says, you have to make the replacement to get the replacement cost. So what you're going to get, you'll get actual cash value up front, and then once the repairs have been made, then the insurance carrier is going to pay for the difference between what you were paid initially on the actual cash value.
And I'd like to make a point to most people, they don't really think about things until something happens, but do an inventory of your house, in your closets, in your drawers, in your basement, in your storage facility. People don't realize what they have, and when we actually have to go through a fire claim, we have to present a lot of receipts and things to have to get the insurance carrier to pay you money. You have to show proof of these things, and people just don't even realize what even they have until like a year later. They're at Christmas, and I forgot I had this big thing that I always had out for Christmas, and I forgot about it. So I always encourage people to take their cell phones, a video camera, take pictures, and just go through your whole entire house and keep it in your safety deposit box. Keep it somewhere that you know that you can get to if you have to kind of prove what you had and to remember what you had, because that's really important.
With technology today, it's really nice because you can make a cell phone video and upload it to the iCloud and have it, you know, if
I've had people come in after and we've already settled, everything's done, and I just remembered I had something that they completely forgot about, and they want to reopen the claim, and I'm like, it's kind of already over at this point, but you feel bad.
But you can reopen the claim.
You can reopen it, but it's one of those things you feel bad for them because, you know, I'm sure it's a hard thing to go through, and no one wants to go through that. So just keep that in mind.
They need to look at their insurance policies. Mm-hmm. They need to be studying with their agents because, again, this is something that we run into constantly is the contents when we're dealing with a fire.
Right.
You don't understand how quickly that money goes for that coverage when you buy your big appliances and you get everything settled in the house. And most of the time when we get there, we got people wanting to talk about the silverware, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, buy your refrigerator, your stove, your dishwasher, and all that first.
Right.
And then you got to see what you got left over because those items, they have to be replaced.
Right.
The one that scares me the most is what we call the coverage B building, the other structures, because you get 10% of your
coverage A,
which is your home. So if you've got a $200,000 house, you've got $20,000 of coverage on your other structure. How many people out there have a nice barn? Or, I mean, $20,000
sheds, fencing,
or our pool.
Retaining wall.
Yeah, so they can be pretty fast. What is the cause of most fires that you see here?
Most of it, electrical.
That's what I would think.
The big one that we usually get is electrical. This is the one that we just went off. We had a lightning strike. Went down through the old home, 1952 structure. It went through the wiring like it was no tomorrow. The other thing that we go run into a lot is fireplaces. People not preparing their fireplaces. You need to get them cleaned. You need to get them scrubbed just like anything else. Do not burn pine wood in a fireplace in a home. It creates too much creosote.
Yes.
That gets hot and it gets into the structure. So,
Well, back in the wood stove days I grew up in, is, you know, we knew we always had oak. We never did burn pine.
Absolutely.
So we're going back after the break. We're here with Shannon Dan Hunling from Service Masters. And we're talking about this show's topic is called Fire and Ice. And we will be back after the break. And this is Mark Moore. We're broadcasting from Talk of the Mountains, WJRB, on our road show, Peace of Mind.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where our locations are. More Insurance has three locations. One is in Hayesville, located at Highway 64, next to United Community Bank. Please come by and see Mandy, Diane, Rose, Vaughn, Amy, Mark, and myself. We're all there to help you with your insurance needs there. Come by and see us in Hiawassee on Main Street, and we're right next to the hospital. We're in the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see Joanne. Then we have, lastly, our Blairsville location is next to the post office and right across the street from Home Depot. We're located in the South State Bank building. We're in a separate section of that building. Come by and see Ashley, Shayna, Greg, and Cindy to help you with your insurance needs as well there. We have another location in Murphy called Mountain Insurance, and it's a division of More Insurance. It is located past Arby's on 64 there, and you can come by and see Velda Dockery and Emily McKeon there. And lastly, our last location is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance, and it's located between United Community Bank and the Burger King. Come by and see Jeremy Payne, Carrie Van Zant, Kathy Hunter. Like to help you with all your insurance needs. You can request a quote on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can also hear all these lovely podcasts on our website too. So if you've missed one and you'd like to hear something about insurance, check them out on our website.
I'm glad to know that I'm lovely, Kathy. Thank you very much. So, well, today's show is Fire and Ice, and we're here with our friends from Service Master,
yes,
Dan and Shannon Hundley. And we're talking about the first half of the show. We talked about fire, and we talked about, you know, it's fire. One of the saddest things in fire is, you know, sometimes people have their pets, and like, I wish I had let the pet out. And so we've had a lot of times where they just don't get out of the house.
Or something sentimental.
The fire department is very great. I mean, I'm going to have those guys on here. But they are we have a great fire department over in Clay County. I know towns as well, too, and their communities. But you know, I know that one fireman went into, we had a customer that they went in, they actually got the pictures off the wall for the lady where her house, and her husband had passed away, and they were able to retrieve the pictures and salvage the pictures that she would never had otherwise. So that was thoughtful. So that, talking about ice, and I know we don't have a lot of ice here, but, you know, most of the times when we have a water leak, you can always tell, like when a cold snap comes through, and we're talking, you know, down to the probably below 15, 10 degrees for a period of time, things do freeze, and then we can almost just kind of wait it out, and then a couple of days later, we're never going to get a call that somebody's pipes have ruptured and burst. I'm sure that's probably something that you have to deal with quite a bit as well, Dan. Tell us what an ice dam is. How does that work? And what have you seen as far as, you know, guttering, or what do you see as far as freezing out there?
Well, if we have an ice dam, normally it's after an ice storm. We've had a couple of those here recently, and it collects up on the eaves of the home right by the gutter lines. And what happens is then we get a rainstorm or whatnot, that water can't get into the gutter, and it leaks that water back into that roof underneath that material, and a lot of people don't realize it. And it damages that soffit areas, and it damages up inside the attic. And again, it's not a reachable area that most people would look at. Mm-hmm. And this causes damage to the roof. And then you have the other ones, which are what we call the waterfalls, which are the pipes that break in the attics. They're not properly insulated, and the whole side of the house turns into an ice waterfall.
Yeah, or we could call it Elsa's Palace, correct?
Right.
I saw one of those over, actually Don showed me, it was over one towards Clayton. It looked like the whole thing was just like a ice castle. I couldn't believe it. It's like, this is unbelievable. It's like it was just all the ice, it was just all over everything.
So I guess one of the main points is to make sure you keep your heat on in your house.
Absolutely.
Or some type of heating in your house when you're leaving or going away, because these situations can happen with busting pipes.
Yeah, two quick stories. One on the fire side, we had a customer, actually my uncle and cousin insured them in Atlanta, but there was somebody was cooking shrimp, and they're on the it may have been a rental home, or maybe it was a son of somebody, and the power goes off. And so they were like, what am I going to do? It's dark. So they left. Well, that's all great, you know, fine and dandy until the power came back on, and protein the shrimp fire was still there cooking. Well, yeah, it caught on fire and burned the house down. So we had that one, just saying that, you know, it's part of an expensive meal, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And there one I had, I was trying to think what the one was now. It was, we had another example that just slipped my mind. I'll think about it in a second. But that, I guess it was on the ice side, but I can't remember what it was, Kathy.
We had a person that, I know which one you're talking about.
Which one is it?
So it's the one that they basically went away to back to Florida, and they didn't leave. They left their...
See how my wife helps me here?
Yes.
Like I just blanked out, and Kathy is here to the rescue. That was it. He was an airline pilot, and it was kind of similar to dental about a minute ago. It went through three stories because it was a freezing.
But they left their heat on. I think it was...
Because I left it on 40 when I left.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
60, 65.
Right. Yeah.
60, 65 is yeah, what we recommend, but that doesn't mean that can't happen even with that. So.
A lot of our Florida folks don't think about this. When mm-hmm. they come up here, they're used to Florida. Well, that's not going to be a problem when you're in Florida. Mm-hmm. But you can't leave the heat on 40 degrees and expect your walls to be, you know, warmed enough to be able to avoid freezing.
Right.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. So that goes back to, I guess, the, you know, we're almost back to the water again, being one of our most prevalent causes was water, you know. Mm-hmm. So we, I think that's what, you know, our situation, and you get into some pretty messy situations too, because we also had the backup in sewer or drain.
Absolutely.
Now, what you don't understand, a lot of people, and we're trying, you know, we have, one of our growth strategies is we have actually made acquisitions of other businesses. You'd be surprised about how many people don't have backup and sewers and drains on their policy.
Right.
And I think a lot of times when you get a quote, you got to be very careful, because we're going to quote you with that coverage on your policy. You may be getting another quote somewhere else that doesn't have the coverage. Our quote a lot of times may be higher than somebody else, because
we're worried about coverage, not just price.
We are a coverage agency.
Right.
Mainly because we want to take care of our customers.
Right.
Also because we don't want to have a situation where people are, you know, people going mad about their insurance just inherently. People don't like paying insurance. People, you know, there's always a story about the insurance company is taking advantage of somebody. We try our very best to have the proper coverages on
right.
there. I would imagine you see quite a, you saw it with us, but the backup in sewers or drains is a nasty claim.
And
you're also talking about having to go in there and remediate, because you're dealing with a, what kind of material? I mean, I know it's like a hazardous material. What do you call that as far as like
a... It's a biohazard.
Biohazard,
if we have a septic backup into a home, that is a biohazard. There's definitely mm-hmm. different standards for cleaning that.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize, you know, hepatitis lives outside the host for 55 days, HIV 72 hours. And you got to come in there and clean that out. E. coli, that's a very, very bad material to have in your home. And yes, you do need coverage. And we do run across them where they don't have that policy that is that for that extended coverage.
Yeah, I had one of our agents, well, he was out there with a shop vac with somebody's house one time. He didn't write the coverage. I was like, you know, why did you not write this?
Well, it's someone we acquired. It's not that one that we actually had for our house.
Another time we had, you don't get as much coverage as you would think. Most time it's like $5,000, but you can have higher limits. So you want to probably go with the higher limits, 10, 15, whatever you can mm-hmm. get. Mm-hmm. I had an agent one time, we were quoting somebody didn't have it, and I was like, okay, we can get $5,000 coverage for $25, or I can't remember what it was. And the next says, why don't you quote $10,000? Well, the $10,000 limit was like $30. So I was like, well, why are you quoting five when you can, for another $5 or whatever it was, go
right.
to $10,000.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
So I bet you see people don't have this coverage all the time.
They don't have it, and the reason why is they look at it and they don't figure the what if factor.
I think people don't think it's something that's going to happen to them, maybe.
Absolutely.
Is possibly what it is.
Absolutely.
Or they just don't want to pay for it, and then they want to pay for mm-hmm. it after the fact, but that's kind of too late at that point. So
let's squeeze it real quick before we have to get off the air here. But Shannon, where you're located at, and how they contact you at Service Masters?
Well, our office, we have two locations. We have one in Oakwood, we have one in Hiawassee. Everything is transferred through one number. We do have two numbers, but the number that gets reached for me is 706-896-2786. That is locally here in Hiawassee. We cover basically from North Carolina, the tips of North Carolina, all the way back down to Gainesville and Oakwood area. So we've got a very broad area. So basically any of your customers are going to be covered by us.
Great. Well, thank you guys for coming on, guys. We really appreciate it. Thanks for talking with us about this. And we will be back on the air. And this is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy. And we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.